Hartlik welkom by ons program, hou my dop, Janie, ons kyk wat gaan aan in die leefwereld van mense met gestremthede en natuurlik ons het 'n verantwoordelikheid om die rolspelers wat 'n verskil maak aan die leefwereld van ons mense met gestremthede aan die gemeenskap bekend te stel. Nou saam my vandag kuier Nina Obedzager. Nina, Nina, welkom by ons.
Thank you, hi Fanny.
Nina, jy kom van Camp Hill Village en dis in die Weskus.
Ja.
Tell us more about what Camp Hill Village is all about.
So Camp Hill Village West Coast is a residential facility for adults living with intellectual disability. We are situated in between Atlantis and Malmesbury. Currently we serve 95 residents, with our youngest resident being 19 years old and the oldest turning 90 this year.
Ah, wonderful.
And we provide an opportunity for residents to engage in work, leisure activities and a full social program. And our residents work in different enterprises, such as our farm, our gardens, dairy, bakery, cosmetic workshop, and village workshop, to name a few. And at our monthly market, every first Sunday of the month, we sell our products, such as our famous yogurt, our fresh rye breads, and our natural cosmetic products. So please do see our website at www.camphill.org.za. Or email info@camphill.org.za and join our monthly newsletter.
Ja, the newsletter is important. Nina, ja, ons paai het natuurlijk gekruis wat ons bezig is met 'n project daar, maar ek wil eers met jou gesels oor jou rol en jou pos. Jy is 'n arbeidstherapeut daar by Camp Hill. Vertel ons bietjie, wat is jou rol?
Yes, so first as occupational therapist, I ensure that the with a team ensure the inclusion and participation of residents in all aspects of village life, with a very strong focus on abilities and on their interests. We believe that with appropriate support structure, any resident can flourish and live a full life. And we set goals together with residents to assist in their development in areas of self-care or work and leisure pursuits.
Nina, ons het bietjie gesels geleentheid voorheen oor gehoorverlies en toe ons saam besluit, ons gaan kyk, wat kan ons doen om gehoorsifting daar in plek te plaas vir mense met 'n intellektuele gestremdheid?
Yes.
Dis nou julle teek, julle fokusarea.
Ja.
Maar vertel ons, waarom gehoorstatus so belangrik is vir mense met intellektuele gestremdheid of diegene wat daar saam met hulle wil lewe en werk?
Ja. So, funny, hearing screening, as you know, is important for everyone, but for persons with intellectual disability, it's so important because they're more likely to experience hearing loss than the general population, and they're also affected by hearing loss at a younger age than the general population. So people with intellectual disabilities are also less likely to complain about their hearing loss, and so it often goes undetected. Hearing loss has an effect on our physical, our cognitive and social and vocational well-being, and it's also been linked to depression, cognitive decline, if it goes untreated. Awareness of your hearing status and receiving treatment improves quality of life, social functioning and communication, and more so for persons with intellectual disabilities.
Wat vir my interessant was toe ons nou daar gewerk het saam en ons nog steeds besig met die projek, is die metode wat ons gebruik om sifting te doen, en ons moes al 'n bietjie aanpassings daar maak. Dit is my ook 'n leerskool gewees om, en dit was die eerste keer wat ek hierdie gehoorsifting gedoen het met iemand wat 'n intellektuele gestremdheid het. So vertel 'n bietjie vir ons die luisteraars 'n idee wat daar gebeur.
So that was quite an experience we had, and yes, we had to ensure that the outcome of the screenings is as accurate as possible so that we can refer on. And the screening procedure, we had to be accommodative to the persons with intellectual disabilities or our residents. So this means that the purpose of the screening has to be explained, and the screening procedure has to be given step by step in language that is accessible to the individual. And the person doing the screening has to check with the individual that the instructions have been understood before the screening begins.
Interessant, ja, u het nou net by ons aangesluit het, ons program staan al weer amper einde se kant toe. Ek wil net gou hoor by jou, Nina, jy het daar by Camp Hill nou, ons het gesê, ons doen hoorsifting daar saam. Wat is in praktyk so belangrik dan, dat jy moet weet van 'n inwoner wat daar woon, dat sy gehoorstatus op sekere vlak is? Wat is die praktiese implikasies vir jou as 'n terapeut of iemand wat daar saamwerk?
So, if someone has hearing loss, it's very likely that that person will be excluded in areas of their life, whether it's their home or their work life or their relationships. If people don't understand how to communicate appropriately so the person can hear, there's major health implications for that individual, and that's why it's so important.
Ons kyk na Campbell Village daar in die Weskus en ons kyk na die werksamhede wat daar aangaan en ook hierdie gehoor siftingsprogramme wat ons daar doen en die algemene werksamhede by die Campbell Village, asseblief gaan besoek, die plek is prachtig daar, ek woon hulle markte by, ek is regtig waar, kan dit aanbeveel. Een laaste boodskap van jou, jy het nou toetse gedoen, jy weet nou die gehoorstatus van die mense, wat is die pad vorentoe?
So the challenge now is to seek full testing by an audiologist to determine residents' specific hearing needs and then to assist residents in seeking treatment for their hearing loss.
Ja, hierdie gesprek val so wonderlik binne in die raamwerk van 3 maart jaarliks, is dit die Wêreldgehoordag. 27 april is dit jaarliks die internasionale, en ek gaan die Engels sê, Noise Awareness Day International, so die bewustheid van geraas. So, hierdie program pas baie mooi daarin, en baie dankie vir die initiatief wat julle neem. Sien net vir ons weer daar die webtuiste, as luisteraars wil inloer daar by Camp Hill, om te sien die wonderlike werk wat julle doen.
Yes, so please have a look at www.camphill.org.za. That's CAMPHILL and subscribe to our newsletter.
Nou, sê, as ons hierdie privé, dan weet ons wat aangaan by Camp Hill. So, kom daarvoor asseblief. Ons hou dop wat die organisaties doen wat 'n groot verskil maak in die lewenswêreld van ons mense met gestremthede, in hierdie geval mense met 'n intellektuele gestremtheid wat woon en werk saamhede daar by die Camp Hill Village aan die Weskus. Ry daar aan, gaan kyk wat die wonderlike werk en kontak Nina by hierdie besonderhede wat sy nou net deurgegee het. As jy e-pos wil stuur aan my om inset te maak in die program, stuur die e-pos aan fani.dt by mweb.co.za. Groetens tot volgende keer.